To some people, the term rhetoric might have negative connotations, being associated with political speech and a tenuous link to the truth. But rhetoric is one of the ancient arts of discourse and relates to persuasion, the ethics of which are up to you. It's a useful tool to optimize your communications, so we'll offer a simple tool which you can use as a lens as we go through this module. Ethos is the way a speaker or writer affects the argument that is being made. This refers to your credibility and motivations. Why should people listen to you? What do you know? What outcome are you pushing for? Some people may already have made a decision about this before you start speaking, but you can help your case by clarifying this from the outset. On the other side is the listener. Your ability to understand the audience and appeal to their emotions is pathos. This may involve removing jargon or bolstering your talk with evidence. You may want to inspire sympathy or outrage. The third part of the triangle is logos, or the context of your message. Your audience will need to understand your argument and be able to critique it on their own terms. They may question why now is the right time to engage with your message, and what spurred you to deliver it. This is a short example of the structure in action from a network leader who spoke at a company town hall. Hello everyone, for those who don't know me, I've worked here for 5 years in market research, and I've been in the role of employee network chair for 1 year. While my colleagues in other networks are currently doing great work in inclusive recruitment and awareness campaigns, I wanted to bring my day job experience into my network role. That's why for the next 3 months, we're looking at how to diversify our customer samples for market research. Through conversations I've already had with some of you, I know that there are concerns that it would be more difficult to recruit for research and slow the process down. So I want to assure you that we'll be trialing it in small samples first to compare the results and get an objective viewpoint for ourselves, but also that I've seen this applied in other organisations and it gave a boost to the innovative ideas they were able to generate. If you'd like to see more about how our market research will reach the whole product lifecycle, including your department, we have an open project management tool for you to see and submit your questions at any time. Hopefully you've observed that there, in under a minute, we have ethos, pathos, and logos. You can use the rhetorical triangle to check your communications are as persuasive as possible by considering each of the three aspects. We've expanded this as a checklist in your worksheet so you can test and develop your own communications.